From the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio, this is Northeast Georgia Business Radio. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I am your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me today a returning guest, longtime friend of the show, the boss lady, the president, the CEO of Leather and Lace Events, the Lori Waters. Lori, welcome back to the Northeast Studio.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
I was so overcome by you being here, I almost forgot to turn the mic on. How embarrassing would that have been?
I know, right?
Take two. No, I'm kidding. What's going on?
What's not going on?
Okay, what's not going on?
There's absolutely everything going on. Yeah, we're doing great. We've got so much going on. One of the big things that we've got coming up, of course, is the expo.
You got to tease them, though.
I was going to say, I think we'll save that for the end.
You can't tell them yet.
Yeah, we'll save that for the end. We've got a lot going on as far as company-wide goes. We are expanding a lot this past year, especially. We now have expanded up into Tennessee. We've got space in Nashville that we're actually able to do our catering and
stuff from. Congratulations.
I know. We're so excited.
That's a heck of a commute.
Well, right now, it's a bit of a commute. We're laying bricks, as we do, trying to make things easier.
Of course.
So we have a space not only there for the business, but a space for our bones as well.
So next time I talk to you, like next year I'll talk to you, you'll have your own jet by then or something.
That's the hope.
That'd be cool.
Jet set, baby. That's the way we roll.
Can we just fly into Cancun?
That's the way we roll. I'm not even kidding. That's the way we roll.
I know. I'm not joking.
We've absolutely had no breaks. We never have. And we are not losing any momentum. Yeah, so we're in Nashville now. We had already broken in that arena with coffee and, of course, obviously music industry. Hello, it's Nashville.
The events world.
Right. The events and coffee world was already dancing in that arena. Now we've got catering there as well, which is so, so great. And we're excited about that. And what's cool, we didn't even expect this. This was kind of a cool just, oh, well, that's awesome. You know, you go straight through Chattanooga on the way to Nashville.
You do.
We have made some phenomenal connections in Chattanooga just by happenstance. We weren't even really targeting that area hard.
Right.
And we have hit the grid there as well. So we actually have a good bit lined up with their tourism and, you know, working with them on events. Chattanooga is a neat little place as well.
It really is. I spend a lot of time up there.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. I'm telling you, Tennessee has just embraced us. They've been so welcoming to a new business. You know, you never know. You never know how it's going to go when you go into a new market. A lot of us business owners, especially if you have multi-location, you can relate to that. You don't know
absolutely.
You don't know what you're going to get. And I can tell you just with all assuredness that everywhere that we've gone, every person that we've met in Tennessee, even all the way down to going and filing for the business license and stuff like that, you know, sometimes that's not the most appealing side of being an owner. I'm telling you, even just applying for the license, just making sure everything was handled great and just super hospitable. Can't say enough great things about Tennessee and the fact that Leather and Lace is there now. So we're pretty excited.
So you're just catering?
Oh, no. No. I'm never just anything.
That's true.
I'm never just coffee.
Bad choice of words.
Well, that's okay.
Are you promoting events?
We are.
In Nashville?
We actually are. Yeah.
So when does the bar and grill open up?
Well,
the L&L.
Well, it's funny that you say, because that's actually on our radar as well.
I read tea leaves. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, it shows that, and between that and the tarot cards.
I've known you and Heather forever.
Yeah.
Speaking of, where's my girl at?
Well, she's head of operations, and
she doesn't have time for me.
I've launched it through the ceiling, so she's got her hands full. Honestly, and not to make light of anything that's going on here in Georgia as well. I mean, we actually have the state of Georgia as a vendor now. She's doing a lot with them. We work a lot with their Department of Natural Resources team, doing multi-day events with them. We do a lot with their mental health departments as well. Whatever event they might have going on, we work a lot with them as well. We stay super busy no matter where we're at. She's got her hands full.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, for sure. We do a lot of catering services for the University of Georgia. Their basketball team, when they hosted Kentucky this last time, we actually did an event with them as well. So
are you just going to sweep across the Southeast? I know you're always hustling. You're always moving.
But yeah.
I mean, how big do you think this might get?
It'll get as big as
there's only like two of you.
Well, no, there's far from two of us at this point.
Yeah, but there's only one Heather. There's only one Lori.
There is that. There is that. There is only one me and there is only one her. But yeah, we've got a nice substantial size staff at this point as well. Thank goodness for it. And they're great. I can't say enough about the talent that we've got, you know, brought in with our staff. They definitely help make it all possible. We couldn't do it without them.
Oh, I imagine not.
Yeah.
It's just too big.
Oh, absolutely. At this point, it absolutely
is. You did it
is.
Right and it outgrew you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You're absolutely right.
It's one of those be careful what you wish for kind of things.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, some days, and you know it as well as I do, some days I'm like, what in the world kind of crazy is this? But we love it. We really do. We love people. We love the business. I love the hustle of it. You know, I'm a business.
You would have to.
Yeah, I'm a businesswoman to my very core. I tell everybody my core is business, and I've got this neat little creative aura around me. But truly thinking about, Heather's got a little thing she says, that I'm never not working. And that really is quite true. I don't think my brain ever just completely shuts down. I'm always in thought with something.
It probably doesn't.
Of course, we still are the Boss Ladies of Barrel Age Coffee. We'll still do our barrel aging.
I mean, that's like old history now.
Oh, absolutely. So we just have roasted a rest that I'll showcase it next week and get that out. Yeah, shout out to our distiller. So we're the Boss Ladies of Barrel Age. We take a series of our green beans and we rest them. And then we artisan roast, which is also quite unique. Not everybody does that either. So we're very unique in our specialty coffees and then have our own coffee roasting. Our shout out to our distillers, RM Rose Distillery, Mount Airy. Mm-hmm. And then we also rest with barrels from Independent Distilling in Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, really?
So both of our distillers for now are Georgia. I am reaching out to some Tennessee ones as well. And we will rest with some distillers up there as well.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Yeah, no, I'm already moving that needle as well.
Tell you what, Lori, let's take a real quick break. Both our phones are going off.
When are they not?
I'm about to say, don't call a producer, folks. But anyway, we're going to take a real quick break. We're actually going to play Leather and Lace's community partner spot. Figure that'd just be perfect.
Yeah, why not, right?
Folks, we will be right back. One of our great community partners is Leather and Lace Coffee and Company. They specialize in barrel-aged coffee beans. Actually, Leather and Lace artisan roasts all their coffees. Along with coffee roasting, they are a full-service corporate event and exceptional occasion catering company. Based in Braselton, Georgia, Leather and Lace serves Atlanta Metro and Northeast Georgia area. Visit leatherlacecoffeecompany.com for all the details. And while you're at it, visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. Lori, are you still with me?
Here I am.
There you are. I didn't know if you'd run up to Tennessee real quick. And, you know, did 10, 15, 20, a million things and then rush back real
right.
fast. Because that's what
if
you
anybody,
do.
Yeah, if anybody could, right?
And you're the one to do it. What were we talking about? We talked about your catering.
Right.
Still making coffee beans.
Right.
Which are awesome, by the way. You're waist deep in the event world, I guess.
We are.
If not more.
We really are. We may be past our waist.
Multi-state?
That too. We may be past
That's
our
awesome.
Waist. It is. We're having so much fun with it. We really, truly are. So we've got quite a few events coming up. One we've got coming up in November is our Brunch with Santa. That's a really fun one. We have the families come out, enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet, brunch buffet. The children get to see Santa, pictures with Santa. It's absolutely darling. So that's a fun one that folks can watch for. We blast so much on social media. You can also go to our website, leatherlacecoffeecompany.com, and click on events. That's a really quick way to find out what's going on with us. I would say that's probably the quickest way for sure.
Where's the event with Santa?
That one's going to be at the Braselton Civic Center.
That's here in town.
Yes, that one's here in town. I haven't rolled out the spring stuff yet as far as events go. I was getting through, of course, Expo and these end-of-the-year ones that we've got here in Georgia. We've got a lot more that are about to be added.
Nice. Any concerts coming? Don't spoil it, but are they?
We've got some in the works.
Good.
Yeah, not far enough to where I can really divulge.
Well, you can't yet.
Yeah, no, I can't just yet. But we do have some stuff.
You got to tease them a little bit.
Exactly. We do have some concerts in the works. A lot of cool music stuff moving forward. And again, that Nashville connection is going to help a ton with that, too.
I bet it will.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for L&L Bar and Grill or whatever you name it. I don't know. You'll come up with something better than that.
Oh, like I said.
That'd be cool.
Like I said, she and I are already looking, Heather and I are already looking into some good options for that. That would be a neat next step for us as well.
It would. You ready to talk about it?
Yeah, let's do it.
the big event coming up. You teased them.
This Friday.
Friday, September 26th.
10 to 4.
I'm going to be there.
Braselton Civic Center, 27 East Lake Drive, Braselton, Georgia.
Nice. And you've got vendors. What? I mean, what? This is a business expo.
It is. Trade show style business expo. Something that Heather and I have always been a part of. We really love it. We've done it for a long time. We've done it with nonprofits and prior lives, as I tell people. We're very experienced in how this model works. We love it. We enjoy it. It's a great way for the community to get together. It's a great way for businesses to meet one another.
Now, this expo, though, it's not a specific industry.
It is not.
Small, large, business, in between, doesn't matter.
I literally have all of what you just said. Yeah. I have large corporations all the way down to small mom and pop businesses. And I love it that way. I feel like that's the way it should be because that's all of us. That's a true representation.
Oh, yeah.
I even have nonprofits that are going to be joining us. So again, just a great, you know, community opportunity for those that need to get their business or their nonprofit out in front of people. And then also for the general public to be able to come and find out about those places. I feel like that's something that at times can be missed.
Oh, yeah.
And I love to be able to showcase and to host stuff like this because I feel like we need to be able to band together as businesses and nonprofits because, listen, nobody's going to do it for you. They ain't going to do it for you.
Oh, Lord, isn't that the truth?
Right.
Well, now, something that many gloss over, don't quite understand, or maybe it takes them a while to understand it, and I'm talking about this expo. It's not necessarily about selling a product. You're building your network.
That's the absolute truth.
Which can, quote unquote, pay in many different ways.
That's the absolute truth. So one thing that I say, and it's held true through the years, and I've actually showcased it a lot with this marketing that I've done here, it's not who you know. And I need for people to clearly understand that. It's not who you know. Is that going to benefit you temporarily or to an extent? Sure. Okay. We'll go with that. But that's going to top out. That's going to cap out. It'll only get you so far. The bigger picture, where the magic actually starts occurring for you in your business or your brand or what have you, is the turn of that. It's who knows you. Once you can get to that place where you are out there, your exposure is out there, your brand is out there, and who knows you, that's the game changer.
Mm-hmm. You build that brand.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's why I think these expos, the ones you put on and similar ones to it, that's why they're so important. They help you build the network.
I agree.
If you get business out of it, awesome. But that network can be huge for you.
Heather and I talked about this at length before we decided to showcase the one we did last year. We have found that not only was it worth doing last year, of course, then we brought it back for this year. Now, again, with our expansion of brand, we're talking about taking the show on the road.
As you should.
Why would we not? Why, if something is working in one location, of course, naturally, it's going to work in others and be beneficial to others in other locations. And that's exactly what we've done with Leather and Lace.
Yeah.
We've plugged it in. We have figured out through the years what works, what doesn't, mastered the brand here in Georgia, sort of replicating that, as I say, the ode to excellence. We're replicating that ode to excellence everywhere we go.
I hear you. So when is this again?
This Friday, September 26th.
26th.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Braselton Civic Center.
Right there in town.
Downtown. 27 East Lake.
By the giant parking deck.
And which is great. Free parking.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
To attend the expo is also free.
I was about to ask you, it is open to the public.
It is open to the public, free to attend.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see, you've already given the website. Give the website again. More information on the expo. How do the folks find you other than just stopping by on Friday?
LeatherLaceCoffeeCompany.com. You can truly go to the website and find out everything that's going on with the company. We've got a phenomenal website. I've got great web folks that work on all that for us and everything. Coffee, catering, events, any type of concert, live production that's going to happen, it'll all be there. You can click on events to obviously get you to the current events or the upcoming events. But you can literally click all over that page and find out everything there is to know about Leather and Lace.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, Lori, thank you so much for coming in.
It was always good to see you.
I was worried you were just going to go to Nashville and never see you again. And, you know,
no.
There she is, you know, big time now.
No.
Forget about that poor guy at the podcast studio. But it's okay. It's okay.
I am who I am because of where I came from.
You two are very loyal to where you came from. But Heather is in trouble. I'm just saying.
Heather is trouble.
She is trouble. She didn't come see me. That's all right. But I'm going to see y'all on Friday.
Absolutely.
Because Business Radio X will be there.
We are so excited to have you there. As a matter of fact, as we're right before we finish up, let me showcase my sponsors real quick, if that's okay. Obviously, like you said, Business Radio X will be there. They're one of our gold sponsors. Another gold sponsor that we have is My Country 99.3 WCON, Cindy Phillips, State Farm Insurance. She's also a gold member. We've got our silver sponsors, our Hometown Hope and Never the Rock Photography, and our bronze sponsors are Cisco and Chambers Creative Communications. We're so excited to have all these sponsors with us this year. Again, they really help us make the show go on.
Make the wheels turn.
Absolutely.
Good job. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
They'll play music here in a second, and I have to wrap up. You know, producers, they're horrible people. Lori, thank you.
It was great.
We'll see you soon.
All right, see ya.
Folks, check them out, leatherlacecoffeecompany.com. Stop by the expo Friday the 26th. That's just a couple days away. 10 to 4. Going to rock and roll all day. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.